WRCR 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Winter weather advisory continues until 9 this morning in Iowa County, as a wind chill advisory continues to be in effect until noon today for our listening area. Wind chills as low as 15 to 25 below. For today, we'll be seeing partly sunny skies and highs of, 2 degrees above zero. West winds 10 to 20. Tonight, could be seeing a few clouds. Wind chills could reach 30 below. Otherwise, lows expected to be around 13 below. West winds 7 to 14. Monday, some breaks of sunshine, but still cold. Highs of only 2 above. It is a chilly 8 degrees below zero at this time. Some weather-related announcements, most of which being church cancellations for the morning. First Lutheran Church of Lone Rock canceling a church service. Also, services canceled for Ash Creek and St. Luke Lutheran Church. Five Points Lutheran Church. All services at Basswood Church. Blue River United Methodist Church, 9 a.m. service. Avoca United Methodist Church, 10:30 service. Bible study will not begin until next Sunday. United Church of Muscadet Presbyterian service canceled. Boaz United Methodist Church, Lafarge United Methodist, Dell United Methodist, and Faith United Methodist Churches, Willow Valley Church, Grandview Family Worship, St. Mary's CCD and confirmation classes are canceled. St. Mary's Catholic Church will still have service. Soldiers Grove Church of Christ, Viola United Methodist Church, Town and Country Presbyterian Church's 9:30 Sunday school class and 10:30 service not being held. St. John's Hill Point, Trinity Lime Church, and Bethlehem Lutheran Church services all canceled today. And again, it's 8 degrees below zero.
The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balkum, and coming up today, we'll enjoy the best in Southern gospel. Our featured artist today is the Neelands, with music from their latest project called Beautiful.
This record had a lot of songs we wanted to record over the years, so there's a lot of classic songs.
Plus, in hour two, our tribute to the late Peg McCamey Bean.
And me and Mr. Rubin has sung all of our lives, even before we were married.
It's all great gospel coming up right here on The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats.
I was drifting on the sea of despair.
And I was wondering
in this whole world of care.
Then Jesus found me
in my sinful plight.
He heard me praying
on my knees at night.
And now I'm singing,
it's a happy song.
Because I'm happy
as I go along.
And I don't know
just what I'd do if the Lord wasn't walking by my side.
What would I do
when the tears fill my eyes?
What would I do?
What would I do when it's my time to die?
Well, I'd be lonely, discouraged, burdened on the way.
If the Lord wasn't walking by my side every day,
I'd be so friendly.
I'd be friendless, all alone and blue.
And I'd be helpless,
wouldn't know what to do.
And I don't know
just what I'd do if the Lord wasn't walking by my side.
Walking by my side every day.
If the Lord wasn't
By My Side, the Gaither Vocal Band. Our featured artist today is the Neelands. Kelly Neeland Clark, her husband Jason Clark, Amber Neeland Kistler, and Autumn Neeland Streetman. Their new project is called Beautiful. Jason Clark talks about the project and the title cut.
You know, the label challenged us to, this record had a lot of songs we wanted to record over the years. So there's a lot of classic songs, but we need a song for radio. And they asked, I think it was our A&R, Dusty, said, hey, just give us something really positive, a good message that radio will embrace. And I literally thought, what's the most more positive in anything than the gospel? It's literally changed every part of our life.
That's Jason Clark. The song begins with the sound of an unusual instrument. Kelly and Jason explain.
The neat thing about it is I grew up, you know, my grandparents, they had washboards. And I didn't know you used them to do laundry. I mean, I've always had a washing machine. But they had a washboard, and I thought, what is that? Well, on the beginning of Beautiful, it starts out with a washboard.
That's Kelly and Jason, and here is the title cut from their project, Beautiful. One of the more worshipful songs on the project was one written by Bill and Gloria Gaither.
They recorded it as the Gaither Trio, but it never got released. And then the Gaither Vocal Band, the lineup with Michael English and Gary McSpadden, recorded the song. And Bill said it never got any traction, our recording. And he said, take this and do what you want. I said, I loved the lyric. I said, can we make it kind of like a modern day praise and worship anthem? He said, you got 100% liberty, do what you want. So we started literally going around the piano and singing this, amen, 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 all the glory belongs to Jesus. And we went in with this, and it turned into a worship anthem.
That's Jason Clark, and here are the Neelands with All the Glory Belongs to Jesus.
We each could tell a story of how He brought us here, gave us hope and banished all our fear. But from our many differences, His love has made us one. The song
to Jesus, the Neelands from their latest project called Beautiful, and we have much more coming up. In just a moment, Grant Gibson talks about how people often show their love and appreciation for Karen Peck and New River.
If you're looking for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, join your friends at Park Street Christian Church, where truth has come from the Bible for 135 years. Park Street Christian Church is a New Testament church, believing that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. It's not a bunch of stories, but is history written down. Join them Sunday mornings at 9:30 and 10:30, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m.
Hi, my name is Brittany Penfield, and I am the 4-year-old kindergarten teacher at the Ithaca School District. I, along with the other Ithaca staff, want to give a warm welcome to families interested in having their child attend Ithaca Public Schools. We will be holding our annual developmental and 4K screening event, which gives school staff an opportunity to meet future students and address any possible concerns that families may have about their child's development. To be eligible to participate in screening, children must turn 3 years old or 4 years old on or before September 1st of 2024. Our screening days will be held on Thursday, January 25th and Friday, January 26th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ithaca Elementary School. You may register online and sign up for a screening appointment by following two links located at the Ithaca Public Schools website, ithaca.k12.wi.us. You can also find Ithaca Public Schools on Facebook. When you arrive for your child's screening appointment, you will enter through the main office doors and be directed to our screening locations. While your child is working with our school staff, parents will have the opportunity to meet with reading specialist and instructional coach, Andrea Newkirk, and receive information about community resources for young children. Each screening appointment will take approximately 1.5 hours. If you have any questions about registration or signing up for an appointment, please call Brittany Penfield, 4K teacher, at 608-585-2311, extension 513. Additional information and forms will be sent to you prior to screening. We look forward to meeting you and your family at 4K screening.
It's 18 minutes after 6 o'clock, and again, a cold start to the day, 8 degrees below zero. Hopefully, when the Packers take on the Cowboys today, they'll be red hot. We'll have to see, though. It is win or go home in the playoffs in a game in Dallas with a 3:25 kickoff time, 1 o'clock pregame time right here on FM 100.9. And just if you're tuning in, church weather cancellations this morning make up our cancellation list. First Lutheran Church of Lone Rock canceling service. Other church services canceled. The Ash Creek Church 9 a.m. service. St. Luke Lutheran Church 11 service. Five Points Lutheran Church services. All services at Basswood Church. Blue River United Methodist Church 9 a.m. service. And Avoca United Methodist Church 10:30 service. Bible study will not begin until next week. United Church of Muscadet Presbyterian 9:30 service, Boaz United Methodist Church, Lafarge United Methodist, Dell United Methodist, and Faith United Methodist Churches, Willow Valley Church, Grandview Family Worship, Soldiers Grove Church of Christ, Viola United Methodist Church, Town and Country Presbyterian Church 9:30 Sunday School Class and 10:30 service, St. John's Hill Point, Trinity Lime Ridge, and Bethlehem Lutheran services all canceled. St. Mary's CCD and confirmation classes are canceled. St. Mary's Catholic Church will still have services.
The Gospel Greats!
Welcome back. Coming up in just a moment, we'll hear from Grant Gibson of Karen Peck and New River. Right now, it's the Mylan Hayes family with Carry the Glorious Gospel.
Carry the glorious gospel, children, tell everyone you need. Carry the glorious gospel, children, over the land and sea. Spread the good news of His salvation. Sing and shout it to every nation. Carry the glorious gospel, children, of the Lord our King.
Tell of the cornerstone rejected,
how He died and was resurrected.
Let them know He alone can save,
by His blood sin is washed away.
Carry the glorious gospel, children, tell everyone you need. Carry the glorious gospel, children, over the land and sea. Spread the good news of His salvation. Sing and shout it to every nation. Carry the glorious gospel, children, of the Lord our King.
Point to the signs of His returning.
Show the heart of a bride that's yearning.
With great joy share the news of Christ coming soon in the eastern sky.
Carry the glorious gospel, children, tell everyone you meet. Carry the glorious gospel, children, over the land and sea. Spread the good news of His salvation. Sing and shout it to every nation. Carry the glorious gospel, children, of the Lord our King.
Carry the glorious gospel, children, tell everyone you meet.
Carry the glorious gospel, children, over the land and sea.
spread the good news of his salvation. Sing and shout it through every nation. Carry the glorious gospel, children of the Lord our King. Carry the glorious gospel, children, tell everyone you meet. Carry the glorious gospel, children, over the land and sea. Spread the good news of his salvation. Sing and shout it to every nation. Carry the glorious gospel, children of the Lord our King. Spread the good news of his salvation. Sing and shout it to every nation. Carry the glorious gospel, children of the Lord our King. Salvation, sing and shout it to every nation. Carry the glorious gospel, children of the Lord our King. Carry the glorious gospel, children, tell everyone you meet. Carry the glorious gospel, children, over the land and sea. Spread the good news of his salvation. Sing and shout it to every nation. Carry the glorious gospel, children of the Lord our King. Spread the good news of his salvation. Sing and shout it to every nation. Carry the glorious gospel, children of the Lord our King. Carry the glorious gospel, children of the Lord our King.
Carry the glorious gospel, the Mylan Hayes family. Grant Gibson of Karen Peck in New River says that people love the group and often show their appreciation by bringing food.
You know, one of the first things I noticed when I joined Karen and the group was the amount of love that you guys show this family and this group. Honestly, there's not a week that goes by that somebody doesn't bring something sweet, a cake, a pie. But here recently, we have some friends in Louisiana that brought a four-course meal. I mean, chicken and dumplings, dressing, greens, peas, the works. I love it. That is my kind of food.
That's Grant Gibson. Sounds like they need a full-size fridge on the bus. Here's Karen Peck in New River with their latest called Sheaves.
Going forth with weeping, sowing for the master, is harder than you think that it would be. There are days of sorrow that seem so heavy laden, but there is joy wherever he may lead. So carry shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.
That's Karen Peck and New River. Here are the Irwins with Back to the Garden.
Hi, this is Keith Irwin with the Irwins, and you're listening to the Gospel Greats with Rodney Baucom.
There is a sound speaking over the waters like glorious thunder, and it's calling my name. The sound of your voice, majestic in splendor, yet holy and tender, you're calling my name. I'll leave behind the distractions, I'll give you all my attention. Lord, take me back to the garden, back to the place where your heart is. Walk with me, talk with me, call me your own. Lord, lead me into your presence, where I can lay down my defenses. Just to be you and me is all that I want. There is a peace beyond understanding when I am standing in the light of your face. And oh, what a joy, what a gift. Glory, you opened the gates when you tore through the veil, and there is no hindrance. I will come boldly, fall in the arms of my Father there. Lord, take me deeper into your glory. You opened the gates when you tore through the veil, and there is no hindrance. I will come boldly, fall in the arms of my Father there. Lord, take me back to the garden, back to the place where your heart is. Walk with me, talk with me, call me your own. Lord, lead me into your presence, lay down my defenses just to be
With Back to the Garden. We're back to the Neelands in just a moment. They're the featured artist today. I'm Rodney Balcom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The Richland Center Rodeo Committee hopes you'll plan to attend the 10th Annual 8-Pin Tap Bowling Tournament at the Phoenix Center Sunday, featuring two shifts, 11 and 2, $15 per person. There's a sign-up sheet at the Phoenix Center, door prizes, prizes, a 50-50 raffle, a bake sale. Come and have a good time and have some fun. For more information, call Dean Reinhardt at 608-604-4692. And don't forget the State Rodeo Finals in Richland Center will be June 14th through the 16th. The annual Making a Difference Awards will be held Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center, beginning at 6:30. Come and honor those individuals and organizations that make Richland County such a great place to live. You can find out more at richlandrejuvenates.org. Tickets are available at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and at Ameriprise in Richland Center. The Making a Difference Awards, Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center.
The Gospel Greats.
Welcome back. Coming up in just a moment, we'll have more with our featured artist, the Neelands. Here's the Collingsworth family with It Runs in the Family.
People wonder about my happy face while I'm walking through a world of hate. They want to know about my singing voice and where I learned to make a joyful noise.
They want to know why I'm calm when everything's wrong, and who taught me how to sing a victory song.
When they ask me how I got to be this way, I look them in the eye and say, it runs in the family. This joy that keeps me laughing, it's the old-time religion, our old family tradition. From the Heavenly Father to all the sons and all the daughters,
wondering what you gotta do to make this joy come alive in you. It's really easy, just look again in the book at some distant kin.
Remember Silas and Paul shook the jailhouse walls and turned it into a concert hall by calling his name in the midnight hour.
We got the very same power. It runs in the family. This joy that keeps me laughing, our own family tradition. From the Heavenly Father to all the sons and all the daughters, if you're wondering why we're happy,
Runs in the family. It's the Collingsworth family. Our featured artist today is the Neelands with music from their new album called Beautiful. Autumn talks about the inspiration for their song, God is Speaking.
Me and Mom have always been Mandisa fans, and we always listen to Shackles. Take the shackles off my feet, and we always listen to that. And every we would warm up to it. And all, so we listened to her song, and then there was another song. Well, it was God is Speaking. And Mom has just always loved that song. And so she was like, we should record that. And I'm glad we did, because it's such a good song, and people relate to it so much.
That's Autumn Neeland Streetman, and here are the Neelands with God is Speaking.
Have you ever heard a love song that set your spirit free? Have you ever watched a sunrise and felt you could not breathe? What if it's Him? What if it's God speaking? Have you ever cried a tear that you cannot explain? Have you ever met a stranger who already knew your name? What if it's Him? What if it's God speaking? Who knows how He'll get a hold of us, get our attention,
whatever He wants to tell us.
God is Speaking, the Neelands. Their current tour, by the way, is called the God is Speaking Tour. Jason says that one of their songs on this project is really creating a moment in their concerts, The Goodness of God.
We didn't intend on releasing it as a performance piece. It's really an engagement piece. And honestly, when we began to start singing the song, you know, people automatically start singing. It's their anthem everywhere. It doesn't matter what church, country, metro, doesn't matter small or stadium. And we've done this song. We did it at Tulsa with the Gaithers, and we stepped back, and the wall of sound from 6,000 people singing All My Life, You've Been Faithful. For us, it's not a performance song. It's a song to just engage and step out of the way and let people have that moment with us to worship Jesus, you know.
We did it at the Dayton changes. Dragons baseball game.
Oh, that's right.
And we were actually there to sing the national anthem for the baseball game. But before the game started, we were kind of pre-music as people were walking in. We did a lot of our Americana stuff. But at the end of the set, we did Goodness of God. And there was a lady who was trying to get to the game, but she was parking her car. She ran from her car all the way to get to where we were singing and just stood in front of us, in front of all these people who were there to watch a baseball game, and worshiped because of that song. She said, there's something about this song.
There is. And it's from the very beginning. Yeah. You start singing, I love you, Lord, and people are like, yeah. Oh, I love this.
It's just anointed. It has an anointing on it. It really does.
It's true.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. And all my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. The goodness.
so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will see of the goodness of God. Oh, I will see of the goodness of God.
Goodness of God, the Neelands, and we have more coming up in hour two. In just a moment, our Southern Gospel headlines for the week.
100.9.
Start your day the right way. It's the Roundup with Phil and Hank.
With Phil and Hank.
Weekday mornings around 7:20 from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Right, I'm in Roho.
The annual Making a Difference Awards will be held Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center, beginning at 6:30. Come and honor those individuals and organizations that make Richland County such a great place to live. You can find out more at richlandrejuvenates.org. Tickets are available at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and at Ameriprise in Richland Center. The Making a Difference Awards, Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center.
And a good morning to you. I'm Bo Henriksen. Yes, I did make it in. I'm slowly starting to de-thaw, but we're getting there. But it is cooling off even more. It's now 9 below. Wind chill readings at about 21, 22 below. As the wind chill advisory continues to be in effect until noon today. So going to continue to be chilly, just to keep that in mind. For today, mostly cloudy to partly sunny skies and highs of only 2 above, west winds 10 to 20. Tonight, another chilly night, a few clouds, wind chills could be as low as 30 below, otherwise lows of 13 below, west winds 7 to 14. And then Monday, some breaks of sunshine, but highs of only 2. If you're just tuning in, looking at the church cancellations for the day, First Lutheran Church in Lone Rock, service is canceled. Service is canceled as well for Ash Creek Church, St. Luke Lutheran Church, Five Points Lutheran Church, all services at Basswood Church, Blue River United Methodist Church, Avoca United Methodist Church, United Church of Muscadet Presbyterian, Boaz United Methodist Church, Lafarge United Methodist, Dell United Methodist, and Faith United Methodist Churches. Also, Willow Valley Church, Grandview Family Worship, as well as Soldiers Grove Church of Christ, Viola United Methodist Church, Town of Country Presbyterian Church, St. John's Hill Point, Trinity Lime Ridge, and Bethlehem Lutheran services. St. Mary's CCD and confirmation classes canceled. However, St. Mary's Catholic Church will still have service.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back to The Gospel Grace. Coming up, we'll have our Southern Gospel headlines for the week. Right now, the Booth Brothers with Stand in the Storm.
I know when you walk by faith, it ain't easy. Days up ahead aren't all blue skies and breezy. I'm not afraid when my high noon goes dark. Lightning can chase off the hope in my heart. I'd rather stand in the storm with Jesus. Take on the rain. Face the unknown. I'd rather stand in the storm with Jesus than stand in the sunshine alone. Waters may rise, but they can't take me under. I'm not afraid of the roar of the thunder. I won't be threatened when winds blow. My Savior's my shelter and He holds me close. I'd rather stand in the storm with Jesus. Take on the rain, face the unknown. I'd rather stand in the storm with Jesus than stand in the sunshine. Stand in the sunshine alone. Whatever the heartache
the storm with Jesus. Take on the rain, face the unknown. I'd rather stand in the storm with Jesus than stand in the sunshine.
Stand in the sunshine.
I'd rather stand in the storm with Jesus and take on the rain, face the unknown. I'd rather stand in the storm with Jesus than stand in the sunshine. Stand in the sunshine, Lord.
In the storm, the Booth Brothers. And now for our Southern Gospel headlines for the week. Sunlight Records is excited to announce the signing of Southern Gospel trio Sound Street and their first single release with the label Mansions, releasing on January 19th. Group members Jared Vanderslice, his daughter Jaylee, and Ryan Bilby are excited to join the Crossroads family. Singing News TV is bringing you the Singing at Sea 2024. You'll be able to experience the concerts from this sold-out gospel cruise live coming to you this month, January the 29th through February 3rd. The Joy Heirs are announcing their retirement. 2024 marks their 45th year of touring, and couple Ernie and Debbie Peters are thankful for God's blessing on their ministry, but say it's time to rest a while. They will fulfill all dates in 2024. The Dixie Echoes are searching for a new bass singer. Mark Cates has decided to come off the road. They are accepting auditions, so if you'd like to try out, send a demo and resume to scootde78@aol.com. I'll repeat that. That's scootde78@aol.com. Keep Mark Cameron and the Dixie Echoes in your prayers through this transition period. And the number one song on the Singing News Weekly chart comes from 11th Hour, the title track of their album, Anthem of the Ages.
There's a melody that's ringing down the holy avenues. It fills the halls of heaven with glorious words of truth. It rumbles like a thunder. Powerful and sweet, and it echoes on, resounding with perfect harmony. It's the anthem of the ages, giving honor to the King. A song of adoration, all the angels sing, and every voice in heaven shouting praise forevermore.
Holy is the
Anthem of the Ages. It's 11th hour, and that'll wrap things up for hour one of the program. Coming up in hour two, we'll have more of our conversation with the Neelands.
Hi, we're the Neelands.
And you're listening to the Gospel Greats.
Friend, and welcome back for hour two of the Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balkum, and coming up in hour two, we'll continue our conversation with the Neelands.
I just grew up in the city. I mean, I have not lived near a farm. I've never smelled the smells that I smell at this farm.
And we also pay tribute to the late Peg McCamey Bean. It's all great gospel coming up right here on the Gospel Greats.
To that city for square.